Other news first, though. An interesting way to repair and restore hearing has been announced this week. Marcello Rivolta, who's a researcher at Sheffield University, has published a paper in Nature where he and his colleagues have found out how to persuade human embryonic stem cells to turn into the kinds of cells that produce the hair cells in your ears that turn sound waves into nerve signals, and then also the nerve cells that transmit those electrical signals from the hair cells into the brain to restore hearing, because a subset of people who go deaf are deaf because they've lost those nerve connections. So if we can put them back, then we would potentially restore hearing to these individuals. The discovery centres on the fact that if you take cells from a certain part of the developing embryo and you expose them to two growth factors, FGF3 and FGF10 are the names of those growth factors, then it drives the cells to be fooled into thinking that they're in the ear part of the developing embryo, and they turn into these stem cells that are going to produce the hair cells and the neurons. And they've identified some markers that these cells turn on that can be used to identify what those cells are. They're called PAX2, Nestin 6-1 and GATA3. Those are the markers that the cells make. And they can pinpoint clusters of cells that are going to make these nerve cells. So they identified those, isolated them and cultured them in a dish. And then they took some gerbils that had a drug-induced form of hearing loss, and they injected these nerve stem cells into the cochlea, which is the inner ear where the nerve signals originate from for hearing. And after about 6 weeks, they all got hearing recovery, but in some they got complete restoration of their hearing. When they looked in the brains, they found labelled nerve cells showing that these nerves had regenerated the connections into the brain, thus restoring the hearing in these animals. And they say the ability to reinstate auditory neurone functionality paves the way for a future cell-based treatment for auditory neuropathies. And they go on to say it may also, in combination with a cochlear implant, these electrical devices, offer a therapeutic solution to a wider range of patients that currently remain without viable treatment.
So is this now likely to go into clinical trials in humans?
Well, one has to be cautious because it involves embryonic stem cells, and we have to make sure when using any kind of stem cell that they are safe. But the proof of principle is the key thing, and this is an amazing step forward because it means we could basically take a range of disorders which are very hard to treat at the moment and restore near normal hearing, if this goes the same way in people as it has in these animals, with this technique.